We're always between extreme poverty and a humanitarian crisis. The first concerns food security and nutrition in Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger. And here the main challenges are how to link humanitarian issues with developmental issues in countries that are amongst the poorest in the world.
When you talk of food security and nutrition, what exactly are you referring to?
The lack of food, the lack of access to food. Food could be available on the market, but people, mainly for economic reasons, do not have the means to access food. About nutrition, we're actually talking malnutrition. That concerns mainly children under 5 years old. Undernutrition rates in this region are among the highest in the world. About 300,000 children under 5 die every year in the Sahel from related causes. This means that if those children were well nourished, they would not die.
Are there other problems critical in other areas of the West Africa region? What is their significance? Why are they important?
Health is a main area of concern, specifically the current epidemics like cholera, meningitis, yellow fever. Many of these epidemics have disappeared in the West but are still present in Africa. For example, 95% of cholera cases in the whole world are registered in Africa. And malaria, which is the first cause of mortality in Africa, well before AIDS. So we're trying to deal with outbreaks that occur mainly in the rainy season. For example, cholera outbreaks in 2005, 2006 resulted in more than 700 deaths. Another example, every year 10 to 20,000 people are affected by meningitis, mainly children under 5 years old. Another main area of concern for us is protection. We're talking about population movements, internally displaced persons, IDPs or refugees due to armed conflict or politically unstable situation. A lack of access to justice. For example, we have a very volatile situation in Côte d'Ivoire, and this impacts surrounding countries. Another main area, the Mano River Union countries, that is Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. In those areas, you have human rights violations and abuses, children being enrolled into fighting forces, sexual exploitation and gender-based violence. All these are issues that we deal with within the protection working group.
What are you already doing towards solving them?
We have several organizations working to strengthen early diagnosis and enhance surveillance, ensure immunization of high-risk areas. We're working with WHO, UNICEF, and NGOs. We also work on preventing yellow fever. Vaccination is the single most important measure for that. Therefore, funds are needed to ensure good immunization, for better sensitization to hygiene, water, and sanitation.
How do they need food, medication, and so on get to people?
OCHA try to assess the situation, and then its operational agencies ensure that food is distributed, vaccines are given, and that is the work of World Food Programme, WFP, UNICEF. We also work with WHO, FAO, and NGOs, Red Crescent Movement. I mean, OCHA is not an operational organization. We do not interfere in the field as such.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。